Simon and Zion Siftes. Choshishin the Suffolk Drusa. Choshish Suffolk Drusa. Kagoin imro arin chenichnas ben eshvarim. We saw the lion went in into the herd of cattle. Lamakoim tsar she'en yuchon livrach miponav. It was a narrow spot that they couldn't run away. And she nichnas the deer shelahem, they were into their corral or something. V'chein of dores she nichnas the kluv melei of, or a bird of prey which went into like a chicken coop or something like that, a lulu shel tarnagolim, that there's no way for them to escape. Choshishin shemadaras. that maybe they were Dorisiano Ledvar Morenkeshu Shasek, a Mikarkrim. That's where the animal is quiet. And the animals are chirping, screaming, they're screaming, crying, whatever it is or it sounds they make, honking, whatever. Well, imhu Shasek. Hem Shaiskim. Oh, who vehe mekarkim? They're both, you know, screaming or whatever. Ain't choshishin, because we say it has as we say that they either they're interested in each other, or if they're both they're all like screaming, they're all either you know they're one's afraid of the other. Or if they're both you know fighting and whatever, they're both afraid. It's interesting. Ashva that the Chum made that if they're fighting they're both being vocal about it or they're being quiet, but if only the animals are screaming then it means that he's attacking. if the lion severed one of the heads, beheaded one of the animals, even if he's quiet, again, for Drisa, it has to be that there's a certain amount of intent and even anger to create Drusa. So therefore, we say that his murderous intent fulfilled when he killed that one animal. Dafka Shaharga, he killed it. Avalim pata echad mehem. If he just wounded one, choshishin lekulam. It's going to be even more angry and more agitated since it wasn't able to kill the first one. So it's going to go even more wild and start attacking all the other ones. Even if it killed one, again, you can't just say, well, it's fine. After you see, if he did attack other animals, he did attack them. If he did talk it, you know, we see that he wounded the other animals. We don't say, you know, he killed the first one. We don't say, oh, no, these are okay. It was Nachrugze. He was just, I don't know, playing with them. Doesn't make a difference. All the animals are Aser because we see that he was just going wild, going berserk, and attacking everything. We're getting there. It's only this thing we're not choshish for achirim is only if it went only if it actually went among the amidst the animals. Those types of cats which will go on top of the cage or whatever, malei of. A cage full of birds. Machnitzim yadeim mifnein, and he sticks his paw inside. Vidorsim, and he starts, you know, trying to kill them. And he, you know, he has his claws out, and he's trying to swat them. Avagav de katari lereshe dechad. Even though the cat was able to go ahead and decapitate one, lo nach rugze. The cattle still attack him. Shuhachi mitoch shehim borchim afu koyis aleim. Since they're trying to run away, So he's called Salaya. Not that he's angry that they're running away. It doesn't make sense. It means that he starts going wild. If they're going wild and he's trying to run away, so he goes wild. It just, you know, it makes the animal wild and more wild, and then the animal loses control. Yet Aleph Medvar emerges in Husheisik. That's where the cat is quiet. Vehem Sheisikim, and they're quiet. Mutter. Hanimili Dulchazin and Denagabu. That's where. So going back, when they're both quiet, right? That and then the lion leaves. Let's say, but, you know, the cat and the with the chickens, they're all quiet and it leaves. It's only if you see didn't attack them. We can't say going blindly. Well, that's the halacha, so that must be that must be how it is. We have to, things which are obvious, we have to check. If you see that he jumped on them, and swatted them, avavishu ben tarbus. Also, even if he is a domesticated cat, right? It's also like the story of Yosha Leibschitz, story where the poets. The poets trained the cat to serve guests and whatever, to show that that animals can be cultured and they can do whatever. He brought a mouse and threw the mouse on the floor, and the cat dropped everything and started chasing the cat. This proved to the poet. I don't remember there was some reason why he had to do that. I don't remember the reason. In the kids' books, but Al Kapanim, could be even comics. I don't know. Al Kapanim, so that to show that this Bnei Tarbus doesn't mean it cultured. It means that it domesticated Al Kapanim. So domesticated cats don't necessarily attack, but they can. Yubeis Yeshuish Emer the Heichad Liyadinan Ishosik VeItzavach, where we don't know whether he was quiet or whether they're screaming, we have no idea. Oh, ve'i mekarkerim inu ishaski. We have no idea. Lo chashinan. Some say that if we don't know, if we didn't hear what happened, we saw we saw from a distance. We saw the ari went in. We have no idea. Obviously. If he attacks, he attacks, like we said before. But he walked in. It's not from afar. We have no. We're too far away. We didn't. We had no idea. We couldn't even. We're not too distant to hear anything. And we got there, and he left. Then some say lo chashina, that we are not not choishesh yesh oisim v'ki agavna, and there are those who are choishesh in this instance, and therefore will be aser. And it's gotta be choishesh for this. Shach says, and we'll see in a few minutes that one of the things with the treifa that it's also to sell to a goy, because the goy might resell it to a Jew. But in this case, it would be mutter to sell to a goy. But if hefset or Shach says behefset meruba. It also would be okay to be samech on the shita. Yigimo, how the choishishin dafke kashi adanish nichnas ari. That's only if we know that the ari actually went into the pen. Va'im hu safek im nichnas yivlav. We saw him from afar. The lion was running towards, but then we saw him running away. But we don't actually know if he went in. Oh shehu safek ari or kelev. We saw from afar, we saw an animal, we weren't sure whether it was a small lion or, German Shepherd or Great Dane, or I don't know what the big ones are, it's not alpaca ones, giant dog, whatever. Oshema Bekone Nagaf, maybe it ripped its throat, it didn't hit, but it could be just hit the windpipe. We're not choishesh. But that's only if we have two of them, right? There's a dog, there's a yellow, big yellow dog, and there's an ari, and we don't know which one in, or ari v'kane, Sorry, not vakana means what vakana means you didn't use its claws, it used something else, or the teeth or whatever. Excuse me, but or ari vakana and it's ari and there's some sort of thing that it could swat with. I don't know exactly. Aval kishabal lefaneinu vavei adam, that the animal comes with blood, it's frothing with blood or bubbling with blood. Lo yadanu v'lo yadanu v'matolin, we have no idea. We couldn't even what to do. B'matolin b'matzoi. So what do we do? We're toilet b'matzoi bein lahakam bein lahachmir. So we go ahead and we go by Rov. We're totally in the hakel because Rov Behemoth, as the Shach explained, Rov Behemoth bechesla she'en on dorsim, but Rov Chayas bechesla she'en on dorsim. Most animals don't doris, so therefore you can go basar Rov. So therefore, or most animals don't get dorus, right? So you can be totally a kelev or bekane. You don't need a bedika. However, according to Zbar Lael, in the Vavei Adam, Mitzavar, Noagin, also, at any time the neck is bleeding, then we're choshish that the veshet was punctured and therefore we aser it. However, if we see that the kana, there was some sort of reed or I don't know, whatever, some not large knife, whatever, that wouldn't be mashu, and we can check the veshet, then Shach says we can be makel on that as well. Yeah, it's a bit. The kana means I made a mistake. The kana means something attack, like something, like there was something out. I mean, it was a person with a knife, or maybe it was some other instrument that we don't know. Like we don't know if it was a. Something else, right? Kane is some sort of sharp instrument. I don't think it means the Ari attacked. It's a makel or it's something sharp, a knife. I mean something which is bigger than a mashu. It's not a needle, and that can cause the and can like can you know puncture animal. That's the thing which is a little bit unclear. I guess it could be the lion held in his mouth, but I'm not. That was a little bit unclear. I did not look it up. I did not look it up in the Gemara. The actual matzias of what happened doesn't make it. Doesn't. However, it is. There's a kana there, and we have a suffix. So whoever wielded it, I don't know. I mean, I guess if there's no people around, and how do I get, I don't know, it has to be some sort of a glime the dover that somehow the kana was used. I mean, I don't know if you should see blood on the kana, whether that makes a difference, I don't know. Yadalid, Ari Shenichnas Bein Ashvar, Minim Tzitz Tziporin Shal Ari, Tzushav Yoshevet Begav. Right, it's by the neck. Yeah, I don't know, it doesn't mean, like we had before, we had in the case of the body cavity that we're only choishish that it punctured is one of the things which are b'mashu. But if it was a kone, if it was a larger sharp instrument which pierced which punctured the animal, then we can check. So then we're able to check. We don't say, well, I don't know, we can't check. We can actually check for the large puncture wound that we can check for. So we're not then we don't trace the animal up. It means the same thing over here that. It means the same type of thing. There it says kana, here it says kana. It means the same thing. Yudal arisha nichnas bein ashvarim. Yudim say tziporin sha ha'ari tlusha v'yosheves begavel sha echa mehem. You see that one of the claws of the lion is stuck into the back of one of the animals. Im ha tziporin lecha o yavesha choshishin la. If the tziporin is it's still moist or even if it's dry, or choshish. That it, we don't say, well, no, that maybe the kshash of the question over here is, did the lion scratch the wall, leave a claw on the wall, and the animal bumped into it, or did it attack it straight? So we don't say if it's Yevesha, oh, it must have got stuck in the wall, and it was like an old claw, and now an animal, you know, bumped into. We don't say that. A feeling of shaysik came shayskim. Even if they're both quiet, there's a reglaim the davar that he attacked. B'kol shekeni makom tziporin no chamish tziporin of shmutos megavoy. And of course, if we see that the lion's missing claws, it's not just for this animal. We're choshesh for all the animals in the deer as well. So we see that he attacked, but he didn't kill one. So therefore, we're choshesh for all of them. There's a puncture. There's a claw on the back of the animal. No, we're talking about drusa. Drusa, even if it, you know, we don't look at how deep it went, and there's a puncture. If it was Doris, it swatted with his paws and its claws and raked it, whatever it did, then it causes a wound which will kill the animal. So if you see that its claws in its back, we assume that that's what happened.
That
rechoshish for drusa, that's the point, is we didn't check it. Well, in bodka, if we check the animal over, and he seems fine, we don't see any wound, so it is kosher. Because it's only a chshash. Right, and by any case in this of a heter, you know, when there, if there's a cheskas heter, but then there's a chshash or glaim davar for iser, so then if there's not too much of a tircha, right? We saw this before in other things. If it's not, here it could be even more, not just tircha. We have to check it. But once we check it, then we cancel out the chshash, and it's fine. Even a vadai drusa, if we check it over and we don't see signs of the disease of drusa, then it's, we'll see that in a second what that is, then it's fine. Tez zayin ketzad hi bedika shechlin as a nidras b'boken kol ha-chalal shela mikaf ha-yarech ad ha-kodkod. Right? If we check the animal and we open it up and we check the whole body cavity inside, from the leg until the brain, in insakula shlema, we call any trephis. There's no trephis anything. Not into baroshim adrisa. We don't see any roshim that it did attack, hit the inner organs. Harez muteres in insa baroshim adrisa. We see that they're like, you know, clawed all the way in. Asura. Eizu Roshim Adrisa, what is Roshim Adrisa? Shiyadim Habasar Kenegev Emeayim. That we see that the muscle and the flesh started turning red, radiating, you know, red, radiating, whatever, near the Emeayim. Imnimuk Habasar Kenegev Emeayim, if we see that the flesh was starting to rot by the Emeayim, Anshinasa Kabasar Sharofik Gordo, until it's, we had the shear before that we're not bucky, and that's enough that the buster is rotten enough that the doctor would scrape it off. So buster ki ilu chasar. You look at that flesh that over there, ki ilu, it's missing. The treifa v'in daras v'simanim, and if it was daras by the neck, v'shiyadimu kol shehu v'simanim atzim treifa. When you see that it's a little, including the corner, if it's a little bit red, there's a red spot which is growing, that's, it's red in one area or whatever. So then kolin kolshu, it's treifa. Feel imahedim a corner because even the corner, the kolshu of its heading, we say that the drusa and sofo, it's gonna die. Right, so Shach points out, even though we've shecht both simanim, then even if you shechted rechoshesh, that may, if he shechted already, that he shechted in the spot where it was red, and therefore it's treif. Yudzayin behema shenidrasa. Right, well, also by the veshet, it's also red on the outside. We had this before. It's also not, you won't be able to check by the veshet if there's a red spot. But, you know, so therefore, anyway, you're going to have a problem unless you know that it was darsa in a different place, then you know, then you don't have that issue. Yudzayin, behema shenidrasa, ein la takana bebedika, that's why I pointed out that a behema, which is nidrasa by the neck, that it has, then we're stuck because we're looking for the red spot, and if it hit the, you know, if it hit the veshet, or we don't know if it hit the veshet, if it was in that area, then it has a bedika b'chutz, so therefore you have a problem. I assume it means by, like we had before, by the neck. I assume it means by the neck. Right. But here means right. It means by the neck. It's a problem. Even the last thing says by the kone, it's b'chol shehu. I guess there's a case where you could, you know it only hit the kone, and whatever the case may be. Any case where it says we should check it, could go in bedrusa, the fula, fell or took a fall, or shvura, that it broke bones. Bedoras halalu, that we said there's a bedika in time of the Gemara. Leka lemekim a bedika. If we can't do the bedika, we don't know, we don't have the check, shapir. But less like takanta, you don't know how to check it well. Less like takanta, the only way to check it is that you let it stay around for 12 months, or some say Mishana Mubar is 13. Oh, binakeva shetis aber, a sign that a treifa is supposed to, a vadai treifa will die within 12 months, or. We should stop. I'll just read a little bit more. Oben a keva shetis abe v'teled, or one of the simanim of it's not a trefa by an akeva is that trefa is not going to go ahead and get pregnant and give birth. Not just get pregnant, but also to give birth, because to give birth it's going to be too much for it. It'll probably kill the animal before it gives birth. Chaim ba'of in gomer lahato kol abeitzim shaltiina rishona, if it lays all its eggs. And it waits 21 days. And then it lays more eggs. Kshera. It never laid eggs. It was 21 days. And then it started laying eggs. Kshera. Some say nowadays even that we're bodic and we can bring experts to go ahead and check. We don't know how to check. Any animal has a reisa. We're not samichan on any of our bedikas. To wait 12 months or whatever ish machirim in old chosetzichin hashayis v'shteim esachodesh, any animal you have to keep around for 12 months chashin el takala chosesh, it's going to get mixed up, you're going to come to have a mistake. Afil eno el echad ha'oimed b'safek, even that we don't keep them around because it's going to come to a takala. Ve'ein lemachroi chay levi chachavim, nor can we sell it to a goy because maybe he'll sell it to a jid. El yamisenu kodem, we kill it before Shema Yachzor Mikarenu Yisrael, because maybe we can sell it. But, we're choshish that maybe you'll sell the animal to Yisrael. He won't know that it's treif. V'chein hu aminig v'dinan seilu v'chol makam shuhu vaday treifa, any place which is vaday treif, afal bishin ishtal yubis chodesh, even though awaited yubis chodesh, hu chai, also. And this is the Shita Sarashba, who says that it must be lived derech neis. And I think we'll stop here and discuss this nakuda beginning of next shir. Right.
Wait, but even if 12 months is not the whole thing,